Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
So for Dave's World, based on something we did last week, we decided to go down a little wormhole of music factoids. And God, there are so many.
Can I claim credit for this?
Did you?
Well, wasn't it my borrowed fact from John outside about the woman in Bananarama, her sister being the love interest in a video
for Come On Eileen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I claim some ownership of this?
So there's so many of these factoids and you're going to love them. I think we might have to do a few days of these, but let's just do this one first. So YouTube was spawned in 2005 when we all got it. Why? Who came up with the idea? And what? It turns out there was a musical reason for that to happen. People are guessing, was it Charlie Bit My Finger? No, it wasn't. That was one of the first videos that was popular on YouTube, but it wasn't that. Was it Metallica suing Napster, says Connie in Cork? It wasn't. No, Martin Ryan in Limerick and Samantha O'Donovan in Tipperary have it right. It was the 2004 incident in the Super Bowl. Janet Jackson's nip slip with JT, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah, the scandal of it.
Now, here's what happened. A guy called Jawed Karim worked in PayPal at the time. And he didn't see the Super Bowl, heard about it, but couldn't find the video anywhere online. Because guess what? Twitter didn't exist. Instagram didn't exist. It was the early days of the internet. Things like that didn't exist. So himself and his mates, Steve and Chad, sat down and went, we should code a website where you can just upload any video you want. And they could see the bloody nip slip. And they're like, yeah, that's a good idea. So they did it. They called it YouTube. And 1 year later, Google bought it for $1.5 billion.
A year later.
1 year later, in 2005, they bought it for $1.5 billion.
It's all thanks to Janet Jackson's nipple.
It is. Okay, so people have been sending me factoids. Gin Millish says the only member of ZZ Top who doesn't have a beard, the drummer, his name is Frank Beard.
Yes.
I didn't know that. It's amazing. Jimbo points out that Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys and Neil Hannon from Divine Comedy sing backing vocals on Robbie Williams' song No Regrets. You recognise his voice anywhere.
Yeah.
And here comes Neil.
I noticed the first Neil, but I didn't notice the Divine Comedy Neil.
There you go. Chaz and Dave, the kind of Cockney, I don't know, bar song guys who were popular in the 70s, they feature on a song that ended up being Eminem's biggest hit. What? Yeah, I know. Listen to this. Hi, my name is, right? That song, the song that like launched Eminem into everyone's life. That's a song by Lab Seafray, who, I'll be honest with you, I'd never heard.
Labby Siffrey.
Something like that. Yeah, exactly. There you go. I'd never heard of him. Anyway, in 1975, he had a song called I Got The. That's a strange name for a song. But Chaz and Dave played bass and guitar and did backing vocals on that song. It sounds like this later on in the song. Yeah, so that's that one. Who sent me that? No name on that one. Dave, did you know that John Williams, you know, Star Wars, Jurassic Park, a Jaws score composer, his son was the lead singer of Toto. It's true. Now, he wasn't the singer on Africa. That was another lad.
Disappointing for him. He's like, I was the lead singer of Toto. I love that song, Africa. Yeah, it wasn't me.
Not that one. Or Rosanna. Someone says, I've got the best one for you for Dave's World. The song You Are So Vain by Carly Simon has Mick Jagger on backing vocals. And I'm like, ugh, I'm not going to be able to pick out Mick Jagger on Carly Simon. Oh my God, yes you can. You're so vain. I'll bet you think this song is about you. Don't you?
Yeah.
And now, as this person says, every time you hear that song, all you'll hear is Mick Jagger doing backing vocals on that song, which is incredible.
That's pretty cool that he agreed to do backing vocals.
Yeah, apparently what was happening was they were doing backing vocals on Carly Simon's record, and he just happened to knock into whatever studio it was, and she went, hey, do you want to do backing vocals on the song? He went, yeah, cool. I'm Mick Jagger. I'll do that.
I love those stories where they're like mates and there's bants.
Musical fact, the line in Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis, stand up beside the fireplace, take that look from off your face, is what Peggy said to Noel when taking a photograph of him, and it could have been when it was Liam's communion photo. Stand up beside the fireplace, take that look from off your face, and he kept it in his head as a kid. And then it became one of the most iconic lines in Don't Look Back in Anger.
Someday I'll use that as a lyric in a song, said no child ever.
Yeah, Hans Zimmer, who we were talking about the other day, who was in the video to Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. He also composed this 80s classic theme tune, which Dermot and I will know, and Emer will be looking at us going, what?
No, I have to look at you and go, what as well? Two channels, Dave. You got to remember, I wasn't in your club.
Okay, in the 80s, there was an Irish man whose name will come up now in a second, who presented an amazing pan-European quiz show.
Now let's welcome your host, Henry Kelly.
Going for Gold with Henry Kelly, who he would have contestants on from Denmark and Germany and England and Ireland and whatever. It was a quiz show on the telly. Hans Zimmer, the guy who brought us like the Gladiator soundtrack, The Dark Knight, all of that sweet music. He's incredible. He wrote that song for Going for Gold.
I always wondered, was Henry Kelly the TV personality that the guy from Father Ted was based on?
Oh, 100%.
Henry Sellers.
Henry Sellers, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if Henry Kelly suffered from some of the same demons that Henry Sellers did.
I thought Henry Sellers was a real person.
No, Henry Sellers was a...
I'm so lost.
It was a TV creation. The only band to ever perform on all seven continents, Metallica. Fall Out Boy tried to do it in 2008, but had to abandon it due to adverse weather conditions.
Oh, Antarctica.
Yeah, thanks to Kuzo for that. Okay, we've got time for one more. Blame It on the Boogie, the song by the Jacksons, was written by M. Jackson. Not Michael Jackson, an English lad called Mick Jackson, right? And I swear to God, Blame It on the Boogie by the Jacksons was a cover of Mick Jackson's song. Here's like what we all know and love and go, yeah, yeah, here's the Jacksons. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. No, M. Jackson. It's Mick Jackson. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. A white English lad just wrote that song, and apparently there's some big like kerfuffle about how they stole it, and there was loads of stuff going on about it. I haven't got time for that, but M. Jackson is Mick Jackson.
You know what, Dave? I've never said this before,
yeah,
but I want more Dave's World.
Yes.
Can we not just play a song
in 18
and come
years
back and do more music facts? I love this.
Jesus, I mean, I don't know.
I've been waiting 18 years for a good Dave's World.
And finally two come along at once. Today FM. That's Jason Derulo and Take You Dancing on Today FM. It is Dermot and Dave. And as Dermot said, for the first time in nearly 20 years, he has said the words, I want more Dave's World.
I know.
So.
I'm as shocked as anyone else.
Okay, look, I am going to basically read out one text which says, that's a funny thing about the Oasis lyric that, yeah, take that look from off your face and all that. From Don't Look Back in Anger was what Peggy, the Gallagher's mother, said to Noel at one point. Someone says, that's funny about the Oasis lyric. I'm about to release my new song. If you don't stop fighting, I'll stop the car. Which is all that ever gets shouted.
Well, it's funny. Family photos do throw up those occasions. There's a famous family photo memory in my family where, I think I was probably 13, 14, something like that. And it was a wedding of one of my older brothers or sisters. And I'm the youngest of six, so that's how that worked out. And everyone remembers that it all went quiet for the photo, and I was sitting beside my dad, and then the silence was broken by me saying, Dad, you're hurting my hand. So he was obviously squeezing my hand to get me to sit still and just to, let's get this photo right, everybody. His dads are very passionate about the family photo.
Oh, hell yeah. Ryan Gosling, the actor, should have been, could have been, auditioned, and then was refused to be a member of the Backstreet Boys.
What?
Yeah, he lived in the same apartment complex as AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys. And at around the same time, Justin Timberlake's mam became his legal guardian for about 6 months. They are, Justin Timberlake, Ryan Gosling were in the Mickey Mouse Club at the same time as Britney and Christina Aguilera, at the same time that down the road, Backstreet Boys were being formed.
What? So Ryan Gosling went to live with Mrs. Timberlake?
Yeah. While he was auditioning to be a Backstreet Boy. It's like, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's from a broken home. He's even more gorgeous.
Did you know, Dave, says Jacko, that Madonna was a drummer before she was a singer and she was in a band called The Breakfast Club? I did not know that. Emma says Maroon 5's original name was Cara's Flowers, which is absolutely terrible. Although, Emer, you have an amazing fact about this song. It's just the Brightside. So the killer is Mr. Brightside. What's the story?
Yeah, so if anyone's ever watched Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
There is a guy in that called Dr. Spencer Reed, the hot nerd.
Okay, the hot nerd. You know him.
And he is played by a Las Vegas-based actor called Matthew Gray Gubler, who went to secondary school with Brandon Flowers, and Mr. Brightside is about him.
So he's the guy who was maybe cheating on Brandon Flowers' girlfriend.
Yeah.
So
apparently inspired probably the whole of the Hot Fuzz album, because it's all about him being cheated on. Yeah. So apparently Matthew Gray Gubler inspired it.
I'm guessing they're not friends then. And
no, they're still pals. Yeah. They did a song in maybe 2007, 2008 called Don't Shoot Me Santa, Don't Kill Me Santa, and he directed the video for it.
Don't Kill Me Santa. Okay.
And he's just looked good to look up in general.
I can't believe I'm saying this. We've run out of time for Dave's World. So we'll have to come back.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Oh.
We'll have to come back to this tomorrow. I'll do tomorrow's Dave's World about more musical factoids. If you have any in the meantime, email them to, or text them in to 087-4100-102, or send them to me on social media, DaveTodayFM. But I'll do this now and I'll reveal who this is tomorrow. One of the biggest singers in the world was discovered on MySpace. Yes, MySpace. Who is it?
You can find him.
Obviously, it was MySpace. It was filmed on a potato, but that's the level of quality.
It's 1938, yeah. And the Germans are invading Poland.
It was like 2004.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.